Being laid off can feel pretty lonely, sitting at home, searching the internet for jobs, worrying about the future. So a recently laid off worker decided to bring together a large group to share skills for surviving joblessness and for finding a new job. NPR's Laura Seidel visits Laid Off Camp.
The folks here for this event seem remarkably cheerful. Maybe it's the idea of camp, even if it is for laid off people. It's taking place at a club in downtown San Francisco, so there's white leather couches and music. Nathan McGee was laid off 6 months ago from his job in marketing, yet he seems to be learning to cope.
They always say misery loves company. I don't feel that miserable. I feel like I've really started to enjoy my life as an unemployed person and making do with what I have. But it's nice to meet other people, and it's nice to get to know people.
McGee has volunteered to lead a workshop at Camp Laid Off.
What will you be presenting on?
Cheap and easy living. How to cut costs creatively so that you can survive in this downward economy.
All the workshops here are led by volunteers who show up and sign up to share their skills. 400 people registered for this event, including Scott Ellerthorpe, who's on a furlough from his job for several weeks. He hopes to go back to it, but he's worried, and he's looking elsewhere. He figures people here might have something to teach him.
I'd be more interested to see job hunting techniques people have used.
And he'd like some pals who he can see on his current schedule.
To meet some people who are unemployed, who want to go to the museum on a Wednesday. Do things during the week.
There is a lot of positive energy here, but the talk also leaves no doubt that being laid off is not, well, like spending a day in summer camp. One workshop focused on dealing with emotional turbulence. Laura Craig shared how she had become overly obsessed with finding a job.
But it's very difficult to stop that and to take some time off and go to a movie or see some friends or do something by contrast. It's always on my mind.
The workshop leader, Kelly Kears, offers some advice from an article she just read in Harvard Business Review about how to cope with looking for a job.
Spend, 2-3 hours a day working on it and then do something you love. Because if you're doing something you love, you're going to have this energy, you're going to have this aliveness that's going to be attractive to people.
However, this is San Francisco, near the heart of Silicon Valley. Entrepreneurship is almost like religion. There are workshops on how to start your own business, how to begin consulting. A representative here from Intuit is showing off software for small companies. Organizer Chris Hutchins says he'd love to see some new businesses started here.
I hope people are inspired. I hope people meet new members of their community that they can stay in touch with and almost piggyback on each other in the future for inspiration, for motivation, to hold themselves accountable to reaching certain goals.
Hutchins may have started something himself. He says there are now laid-off camps taking place in 20 cities around the country, and he's even had inquiries from as far away as India. But it has a very American feel. It's like a 12-step program or a barn raising, where everyone is in the same boat and they're trying to give each other a hand up. And if this recession lasts much longer, it's likely that people will need each other's help even more. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.